This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump says he misspoke on Russian meddling at his summit with Vladimir Putin, the Russian president. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
At the summit, the president was asked who he believes about Russian election interference, his intelligence officials or Putin.
He just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.
Words to describe what the president said included treasonous and bizarre.
Now, I have to say, I came back and I said, what is going on? What's the big deal?
At the White House, a presidential correction.
I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't. Or why it wouldn't be Russia.
The president says he accepts the intelligence community's view Russia interfered.
We will stop it. We will repel it.
He again denied the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The 12 Thai boys and their soccer coach, who were rescued from a flooded cave in Thailand, have been discharged from the hospital. Reuters' Ed Giles has more as the boys hold their first press conference after the ordeal.
Thai authorities say they're concerned about the impact the sudden fame and media attention could have on the boys. So the plan is to tightly control the media conference. Journalists have to submit their questions in advance, and they're being vetted by a psychologist. The approved questions will then be put to the boys by a moderator, not the media themselves. Officials say the plan then is for the boys to be able to go back to their normal lives.
That's Reuters reporter Ed Giles. Three people are confirmed dead after a six-story building under construction collapsed onto a nearby residential building outside of the Indian capital of New Delhi. The owner of the building under construction and two of his associates have been detained for questioning. More than 100 emergency workers are searching for survivors or additional victims, and a dog squad has also been deployed. This is VOA News. European Union antitrust regulators have leveled a record $5.04 billion fine against Google Wednesday for illegal restrictions on Android smartphone makers and mobile network operators. VOA's Jeff Custer has the details.
The European Commission ordered Google to end the illegal conduct within 90 days or face additional penalties of up to 5% of parent Alphabet's average daily worldwide turnover. The EU enforcer also dismissed Google's arguments, citing Apple as a competitor to Android devices, saying the iPhone maker does not sufficiently constrain Google because of its higher prices and switching costs for users. Reuters news agency reports Google said its Android devices have created more choices for everyone and that it will appeal the EU decision. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Reporter Wallone and his colleague Jossa U are on trial in Myanmar. The pair are accused of obtaining secret state documents. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more from court testimony.
A Reuters reporter on trial in Myanmar says interrogation after he and a colleague were arrested did not focus on what they're accused of, obtaining secret state documents. Instead, in testimony this week, journalist Wallone said officers focused on the pair's reporting of a massacre of Rohingya Muslims. He says they were handcuffed outside a restaurant. There, he says they'd been handed documents by a police officer they'd not met before. Wallone told the court that during interrogations, an officer offered a negotiation over their arrest if they agreed not to publish the massacre story.
That was Reuters' Ryan Brooks. Former U.S. President Barack Obama hosted a town hall in Johannesburg, South Africa, about what it means to be a global citizen and to make an impact. He encouraged those thinking about holding office to do more than just talk.
During the 10 years that you would have been striving to try to get that position, you would have been helping thousands, ten thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. And by the way, people will be watching the fact that you actually do what you say you wanted to do. And now, if you do decide to go into politics, you've got something to show. Other than your own ambition, you've actually got something that you've delivered.
Activists and rescuers said on Wednesday that talks to see the largest opposition holdout in southwestern Syria to the government have failed. Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said an overnight frenzied bombing campaign continued into Wednesday, killing at least 12 in the Nawa area and its surroundings. An Indian Air Force MiG-21 fighter jet has crashed in a village field in northern India, and its pilot is missing. The Air Force is searching for the pilot, and the cause of the accident is not immediately known. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile app. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.